Hi, today I thought we'd explore the topic of who are you? What makes you you? One of the things that make us unique as individuals are our set of core values. Butterflies are unique from other insects because of their wings. Their wings are transparent and they are made of thousands of tiny scales that reflect different colors when there's light on them. And these designs are unique to each species of butterflies. So for us as people, one of the factors that make us differ from each other are our core values. Core values are defined as fundamental beliefs of a person. They are guiding principles that dictate behavior and help us understand the difference between right and wrong. Core values are standards or ideas by which we evaluate people. Some examples of core values are honesty, justice, peace, generosity, integrity, timeliness. As we develop in our emotional growth, it's very important to analyze and evaluate and figure out what your core values are. We can have many, many values, but core values are different from values in general because they rarely change. They're beliefs we've grown up with or just developed over time as individuals. These are the values that are very important to you that would make or break a relationship with other people. I want to make a relationship between core values and a circle of friends. So as people, you should have at least three circles of friends or people you relate with. Just imagine yourself inside this circle. So the innermost circle, which is closest to you, should be people you develop intimate relationships with. These should be your close friends that you can share your deepest secrets, that you can be vulnerable with, and you know that they'll still accept you for who you are. And then your second outer circle is people that you're friends with, but you know, maybe you do hang out with them and do things with them, but you don't really share your innermost secrets. They also could also be people, relatives that are close to you, and you have a good relationship with them, but not necessarily the first person you would run to if you're in trouble. And then the outermost circle should be your colleagues, or just, you know, friends of friends, people you say hi to or occasionally communicate with on Facebook, but don't really keep in touch with. So for me, I've kind of, you know, learned this the hard way. My motto used to be, I would give people the benefit of the doubt until they prove me wrong. And I'm now learning that everyone, I just had one big circle, and just from talking to other friends and you know, just people I've come in contact with, I'm realizing that a lot of us kind of do that. You let everyone in until they hurt you. So, but your innermost circle should be earned. You shouldn't just let people into that circle. And I want to give you an example. The other day I shared something that was really important to me, that was very dear to me. And I was vulnerable with a friend and let them know what was happening. And I made sure I made it clear that this was not something I wanted them to share with anyone else. Well, within an hour, they had told three other people. And I don't hold a grudge against them. I just learned now that that person should not be in my innermost circle. And these are lessons we'll just learn in life as we go on. And you just kind of have to figure out who needs to be in that circle and who needs to be in the outer circle, or who needs to be in the outermost circle. So the people in your innermost circle should be people you've developed an intimate relationship with. It could be your girlfriends, hopefully your spouse, your children. It could be your sister, your brother, just someone you feel that you can really trust. It should be people who align with your core values. For instance, if one of your core values is integrity, you can't have someone in that circle who does not respect that. It has to be people who either align with people you share the same core values, or in the very least, it should be people who respect your core values. Like if one of your core values is timeliness, you can't have someone in there who is always running late on you or not respecting your time. Because then you'll just keep getting hurt over and over and over, and you shouldn't really be giving them that time if it really makes you upset. So you should probably push them to the outer circle. The innermost circle, again, I'm going to say that again, it should be something that people earn. In the same way, as we grow older, our values can change. And, different experiences, different people we meet can affect our values. But your core values should not be compromised. If you find that you're in a relationship with someone and you're constantly compromising your core values, for example, if you really believe in honesty and you're with this person and being in that relationship is forcing you to tell lies, then you're not going to be comfortable with who you are. And in the end, this relationship is not going to build you or help you grow in your emotional growth. It's exhausting to be around that person if you have to constantly compromise your core values. So I would just suggest, maybe take a pen, paper, or your phone, your computer, whatever, and just think about yourself. What are the things that are really important to you that you constantly find maybe people are rubbing you the wrong way because they're not upholding a core value of yours? It shouldn't be a list of like 20. That would just be then values. But it should be maybe 3 to 5 things that you tell yourself you don't want to compromise on those things. And then in the same way, look at your friends, look at the people in your life, look at the people in your innermost circle. Do they share those values? Is it your boyfriend? Is it your, well, if it's your spouse, probably it's probably too late. But if it's someone you're dating or a friend you're getting to know and you constantly find that they're compromising one of those values, then you want to reevaluate that relationship. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that we should judge other people or be upset at them. It could just be that they have a different set of core values, and that's okay. You can still relate to them, but you just have to figure out, who do you want in your innermost circle? So just to summarize, I just wanted to, compare core values against who you have in your innermost circle. And this is all about helping you to grow in your emotional health so you can have peace. Peace is also an example of a core value. There are people who don't mind being in constant turmoil and at war with others. But then again, if that's your thing, then maybe you need to find someone who's the same way. Because if you're with someone who wants peace all the time and you want to cause turmoil all the time, then you're going to have friction. And on the other side, if you're a person that really values peace, then you want to make sure that the people in your innermost circle are giving you peace and not causing constant turmoil in your life. So I hope I gave you some food for thought to just really evaluate your core values. This is something that will help you, in your relationships, in your career, and just to help you be comfortable in your own skin and figuring out who you are. Because, for instance, if you're working for a job that constantly goes against your core values, like if you're having, for some reason, to lie at your job, then honesty is one of your core values, then that's not the job for you. You're not going to be happy in that job. So I'm going to leave you with that for tonight. And thank you for listening. And remember to stay positive. Bye.